Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As a service to their statewide membership and constituents, Arts South Dakota has conducted a survey of candidates for the South Dakota Legislature, Governor, and the U.S. House of Representatives. It's an effort to understand the candidates' positions on arts-related issues. Arts South Dakota Executive Director Jim Spears joins In the Moment to share an overview of the survey and its results. Welcome. Thanks for coming by the studio here.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Lori.
All right.
Glad to be here.
Arts South Dakota, for those who don't know, we probably should give a quick overview of the efforts that you have throughout the state, really.
Yeah, we are the state's advocacy organization. We're a nonpartisan group, and we serve the arts community of South Dakota. So we spend time doing things like the Arts Conference, which happened in Sioux Falls in May, which was an excellent outing for us. We'll do the Governor's Awards in the Arts here coming up this February. And the way I affectionately say, we're the kind of the cheerleaders for the arts in South Dakota.
Yeah. You're still taking nominations for the Governor Arts Award? There's the deadline is coming up, though, right? When we say it's in February, you better be on the stick if you don't know about it yet.
Absolutely. Yeah, we still are taking nominations. We've received several, but they are open till November 15. Right. And that's all on our website. We have a bunch of great award categories, including a new one this year. So we encourage people, we want to get as many nominations as possible.
Right. What's new this year?
Well, the new one is, I'm going to just tell you here exactly, it is Outstanding Support of the Arts to Native Nations with Lands in South Dakota. And this award will be given to individuals or organizations or businesses from South Dakota that have made significant contributions through the arts to Native Nations with Lands in South Dakota.
Interesting
stuff.
Yeah,
we're excited about that
one. Good work. All right, let's talk about a survey. Why do you, you're not looking to, you know, a lot of organizations put out a survey, ask for responses so they can formulate an endorsement. And you're not looking for an endorsement from Arts South Dakota. So why do a survey?
Well, it's really a service to our constituents. We do want constituents to be aware of candidates' positions on the arts. We sent out 227 surveys this year to the U.S. House candidates, the gubernatorial candidates, and both state and Senate, South Dakota State and Senate candidates. And we just feel like, hey, that's one more element, one more factor people should take into consideration when they go to vote next week. And so we felt it was important to engage candidates in these questions and then ask or share the answers with our constituents so that they're aware of candidates' positions. We know there's a lot of reasons you're going to pick the candidate of your choice, but Arts South Dakota believes that the arts should be one of those factors.
Yeah, let's talk about how come, because sometimes it seems like such an obvious thing that you would consider that in your vote amongst the other issues that are important to you. But how do you articulate that to people to say it matters who you vote for and what their awareness of the arts in the state are, what their, you know, firsthand experiences, and what their policies really will be? It helps shape the future of the arts.
Right, absolutely. You know, when we think about the arts, I mean, it's really, it is one of those things that is uniquely human. I mean, it connects us in a way that nothing else can. The arts serve our youth. They're such an important part to a well-rounded education. They serve our communities. When you think about the modern workforce, when you think about creativity as in your job, that's a very important factor when hiring the modern workforce, the workforce of the next century. So. Beyond that, I mean, I think down a little ways down on the list, but still an important factor is the economic benefit of the arts as well. So, you know, we just feel really strongly that it's kind of it's an important part of our society, of a good community, and we know in South Dakota that citizens support the arts, and we know it's not a partisan issue, Lori. It's one of those things that really crosses over the aisle. It's a fun conversation to have when I go to Pierre every year, or even when I go to DC every year and talk to folks. You know, the arts are one of those issues that people, I think, enjoy talking about because we all kind of agree on it.
Right,
there's really not anybody anti-arts, you know, so it's a fun political conversation. There are maybe different opinions on how we support the arts, but for the most part, everyone agrees that they're an important part of our society and our community.
I want to talk about the survey itself, and as I was looking through some of the questions that you asked and some of the answers that were given, one of the things that struck me was how much people said, oh yeah, I have experience in this. I'm a singer, I play guitar, I was in a high school play, I like to write. It was almost surprising to me, and maybe it shouldn't be, because the arts community in South Dakota is so vibrant, and arts education in South Dakota is so important, that of course all of us would come out of at least high school, if not college, if not beyond, with, as audience members, as arts participants, as writers, as painters, as poets, as photographers.
Right, right. Well, that's nationally a statistic that's pretty surprising. Maybe not surprising, but notable, and that is 47% of nearly half of Americans identify themselves as artists, of being involved in a creative activity of some sort. But even beyond that, South Dakota's ahead of that. We're nearly right at 50% of South Dakotans that say, hey, I play music, I carve wood, I'm a beater, I'm a dancer. It definitely is a part of so many of our lives. And those are the folks that actually consider themselves artists and are creating. And think about the rest of our community that finds the arts so important just to their daily experience, even if they don't consider themselves artists.
Yeah, even if they just go to a movie see the latest, cinematic arts
Absolutely.
On the screen, because it's a fun thing to do with your family.
Right.
Or to rent a movie at night.
Go check out, next time you're watching football, think about that football game without the arts.
Yeah.
Think about, no entertainment during halftime. Think about no scoreboards or uniforms or logos or any of the stuff that goes along. That's the creative side of that. Mm-hmm. Every experience we have daily, I think, is impacted by creativity. Yeah. You're going to have some guests talking about Precision Ag on next. And, mm-hmm. and you know what? It took a pretty creative person to think about, let's put a Wi-Fi unit in a combine and figure out how we can tie that into the GPS,
Right. I mean, exactly.
Creativity is an important part of really every aspect of our lives.
What kind of questions did you, how did you craft the questions that you thought would be the most useful to voters in the state, to your constituents, to sort of get a full picture of who they're voting for and how they feel about the arts?
Well, we asked, and you already mentioned this, we did ask about our candidates' backgrounds on the arts. We felt it was important for our candidates to be able to show that they are part of the creative community, that they do experience the creative community in their daily lives. We asked about activities they attended. Beyond that, we asked some things about their awareness of how the arts are funded through our state government, and that they are part of the Department of Tourism. The South Dakota Arts Council is part of the Department of Tourism, and that funding comes from a halfpenny sales tax, which was discussed a lot last year during session. We wanted to make sure that our constituents were aware of what candidates know and what they maybe don't know. And I don't think not knowing something is necessarily bad. It's really an opportunity. And I found that last year when I went up to Pierre, it was an opportunity to share information that for whatever reason, our politicians or our political candidates just didn't know. Yeah. So we felt it was important to engage the candidates with those types of questions so that we may find an opportunity to share new information with them as constituents, to go to a town hall, to go to a Cracker Barrel, to go have a one-on-one meeting and say, hey, did you know this? Are you aware of this? So those are the types of questions. The other one is arts education. And that's, to me, just one of the most supported issues in our state and in our country. 91%, this is a poll from Americans for the Arts, 91% of Americans agree that the arts are part of a well-rounded K-12 education. Mm. I mean, you don't get much more agreement on an issue than that. And so arts education was another big one. We wanted to make sure candidates are aware of the importance of arts education to a well-rounded education.
Yeah. So that makes me think, if the numbers are that high about arts education, then, our businesses, and when we get out of our, this is a big question that's maybe not particularly relevant to the survey that we're talking about, but, here at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, obviously, we're having arts conversations every day, but I wonder about other businesses. I mean, do they really realize, if you own a retail store, how important, integrating the arts are? From everything from merchandising to your design to the programming you might have in your space.
Yeah. I think more and more that's happening. You know, I worked most recently at Fresh Produce. A lot of people in Sioux Falls are familiar with that advertising agency. And we have, they have an art gallery in their office space. And I think more and more businesses, business owners, business leaders are acutely aware of the need for creativity in today's workforce.
Yeah.
That's how we come up with the next big idea. It's a creative workforce. And so I think that is an easy tie-in to arts education. I mean, if you want creative problem solving, you better have people that understand creativity and have had experience in thinking creatively. And so that has to start at a young age. And so I do think that's becoming more and more of a common awareness amongst our business leaders, our political leaders. You know, it will always have to find the balance, and we'll have to continue to advocate for funding and for arts education. But I think we're seeing more and more folks understand that this is a very important part of creating community, creating great leaders, great workforce, a wonderful, well-rounded, educated young people.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about some of the survey results.
Yes.
People can read them in full on your website. What's the, I should know the website off the top of my head.
ArtsSouthDakota.org.
ArtsSouthDakota.org. Some spreadsheets there. You can go to the survey results and pull up what everybody said. Some of the big takeaways that you found from the responses.
Well, it almost all positive, first of all. Great response. We had 52 respondents. We were ahead of the national average in South Dakota as far as candidate response to an arts survey. We look at you know, just kind of the hot topic right now in terms of our gubernatorial race, and Kristi Noem and Billy Sutton both, I think, are very supportive of the arts. I am confident that whomever is elected, we will find a way to work together with them. There is common ground. There's a connection with the arts that all of those candidates have. So I would say go dig in. Our staff at Arts South Dakota, Sherry Cosell, Andrew Reinertz, did an amazing job of collecting that data and presenting it in an easy-to-digest format. So go to the website, and if you're really into, you know, spreadsheets, download it and check it out. And if you see your candidate on there that has not responded, it's still not too late. You know, we still have had candidates submitting their survey responses even as of last week. So we want, you know, this is right up till Tuesday, and we definitely do want people go out and consider the arts as part of your vote. And that's, you know, it's such a privilege in this country to vote, to be able to vote and to elect our leaders. And we want a government that represents the views of society, that represents what we believe as a society. And we see from the facts and the figures that arts are supported across the board. It's not a partisan issue. And so we believe that that should be a factor when you go to the polls next week. And beyond that, you know, get to know your legislators. That's another thing we suggest to our constituents. Don't wait till there's an issue. Get out there and get to know them, and be sure that when something does come up, you already have that relationship. And tell your stories. Tell your stories of how the arts impact you directly, you know?
That has been a great gift to me with the Meet the Candidates this year, to have everyone in. And then, of course, I live in District 14, and so everyone from District 14 happened. We missed one, I think, that you know, decided not to participate. But almost everybody did in many of these districts. So I was able to sit for 10 minutes and just ask questions of people who wanted my personal vote, and with people throughout the state for voters to listen in. You can find those at listen.sdpb.org. But I started following, or even me in my job, started following all of them on Facebook, trying to figure out what they were saying, what neighborhood they were in, and what they were doing. Very easy to post a question about, because some of them did not respond. I checked. Not all of them responded to the arts survey. Why not post something and say, you know, ask one of these questions and get a public response from them?
Yeah. Sit down face to face. We can still do that in our state
easily.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool, you know. And so that's, I think the arts should be just one of the things you're asking and talking about. I mean, obviously there are other things as well, but don't forget, if you like a creative community, if you go to arts events, if you're part of your local arts council, if you have a child or a grandchild that's learning piano or learning, you know, art in school. You know, these are all things that need to be part of your consideration when you go to vote.
And as I saw some of the survey response, and I was particularly looking at the candidates for U.S. House, one of the things I noticed was the different ways the candidates themselves said that they supported the arts in their personal lives. And it might be, you know, I'm a writer or I'm a photographer, and it might be, hey, we buy tickets every year for some kids to go to a concert who couldn't normally afford to go. So there were different ways that they and their families were supporting. And that kind of made me think about more. I know I might think of it as a certain way. As a writer, as an artist, I might think, do you participate? I don't think it would have occurred to me to support financially some other kids to go to an event. It was right. Just not something that had come to my mind before. Yeah. So there, people in South Dakota really are finding different ways to support the arts in their lives.
Yeah, and I know I read that same response, and I thought that was really, it was uplifting. It was great for me to read that and say, yeah, there are so many ways that you can get involved with the arts community, but I think when it comes down to it, we still want our government leaders to be arts advocates as well. We want them to have pro-arts policy on some level. And so, I mean, that's one of the things we ask for every year, whether it's in D.C. or whether it's in Pierre.
Right.
We want that conversation to continue to the local level.
When a candidate comes to you, they're running for office, they're a brand new candidate, and they say, yeah, I am all in on this pro-arts policy thing. I love what you're selling, Jim Spears. What do I do? What does pro-arts policy look like for a new candidate who says, I want to put my, you know, my planning where my heart is, but I don't know where to begin? What does that look like?
Well, I think part of it is education, understanding how the arts are impacted, whether it's through the education system and things like the new ESSA law, Every Student Succeeds mm-hmm. Act, and the fact that the new definition of a well-rounded education includes the arts. And we can now, which we could not do in the previous federal education law, we can now measure student progress, including some arts measurements. We can include the arts in whether a student is deemed successful. I mean, there's a whole bunch of factors there. But educating yourself as to how things like that education law work. The other thing that I was surprised is just, you know, in terms of how the arts are funded within South Dakota and the deep impact. 88% of our counties are reached through South Dakota Arts Council grants. Mm-hmm. The return on investment for every dollar that the state spends on the arts in the states, the return on investment is nearly $25. And so, you know, for a new political leader, a new office holder to understand that, I think arms them with the right, that person has the right understanding, the right picture of how the arts are a significant factor in so many facets of our life, and that they are... They're benefiting us on a number of levels. So I mean, that's not maybe, I feel like I stammered a little bit there, but the idea is be aware, be informed, and you know, look for ways that you can reach across constituencies and look to Arts South Dakota, for example. Learn, you know, ask us to come in and be part of the conversation. We'd love to be. I'll go to Pierre as often as I need to. Yeah. I know the way there very well by now. So,
it's a well-worn path.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you know your way to this studio, Jim, in our new space in Sioux Falls and our space in Rapid City. And you are always welcome to come down and talk about Arts South Dakota. So thank you for this.
Anytime.